OIDC Session Metadata and Zero Trust, an Architecture Decision Record Session Metadata Support in Signing with Google opens a genuine window for continuous, signal-driven adaptive access, not just at logging time. In this EDR, I analyze the architectural forces, options considered, and the decision I would make in a high criticality financial system integrated with IWS. For years, we have treated the authenticated session as a binary state. The user is logged in or not. Session metadata supporting sign-in with Google changed that equation by exposing continuous identity signals, account risk, verification state, recent credential changes directly in the OIDC flow. For financial systems operating under zero trust, this is not a convenience feature, it is a threat model shift. The real architectural question is not how do I wire this into Cognito, but rather where in my authorization chain should these signals be evaluated, at what latency, and what happens when the identity provider does not deliver them. Context and force is why this matters now. In regulated financial environments, PCI DSS, SOC 2 Type 2s, Brasil's BACEN 4.658, federated authentication with external providers like Google has always been a double-edged sword. You gain UX and reduce credential management surface, but you lose visibility into the user session lifecycle on the IDP side. A valid GWT issued at 0.9.0.0 is still accepted at TZSET even if the user changed their password at 4.0. Google detected suspicious account access at 15.0 or the device was flagged as compromised at 16. The traditional mitigation model was simple and blunt, short-lived tokens 15-30 mintes with aggressive refresh. This works, but at a cost. Re-authentication latency, friction in long-running flows, reports, exports, user-initiated batch operations, and pressure on Cognito rate limits, which enforces 120 token requests per second per user pool by default, a limit medium-scale systems hit easily at peak hours. OIDC session metadata shifts the defense vector. Instead of shortening token lifetime, you enrich the authorization decision with real-time IDP signals. The token can be longer-lived, but each sensitive request passes through an evaluation that considers the current state of the session at Google, not just the state at issuance time. This is conceptually what NIST SP 8.0.7 calls continuous verification within a zero trust model, the forces in tension. Before reaching the options, it is necessary to name the forces that make this decision non-trivial. Latency versus signal freshness. Querying Google session metadata on every request adds an external network call to the critical path. In financial APIs with a P99 SLO, 300 MS, this is unacceptable without caching. But caching introduces a stainless window, exactly the problem we are trying to solve, IDP availability versus service continuity. If Google's metadata endpoint is unavailable, what do? Fail open, accept the request, or fail closed, deny. In financial systems, fail closed is the correct regulatory default, but this means a Google degradation can take down your service. Policy granularity versus operational complexity. The more granular the adaptive access policy, this endpoint requires risk score, 20 and recent device verification, the harder it is to debug, audit, and explain to compliance teams. Claims coverage versus vendor dependency. The metadata Google exposes is proprietary. If tomorrow you need to support Microsoft Entra or Okta as an alternative IDP, your policy logic needs to abstract over different claims schemas. This is a lock-in risk that few architecture teams model explicitly. These four tensions define the design space. The options below are different responses to the same set of forces, the decision, async evaluation with selective synchronous step up. After modeling the four options against the identified forces, the decision I would make is a variant of option C with a surgical synchronous element. Asynchronous session metadata evaluation for most requests with mandatory synchronous step up for high financial impact operations. The logic is as follows. Not all requests have the same risk profile. A balanced inquiry or statement read has tolerance for a 5-minute staleness window on the risk signal. A transfer above 10,000 reals, a personal data change, or a credit approval does not. Forcing the same evaluation model on both is over-engineering in the first case and under-engineering in the second. The concrete implementation uses three IWS components in coordination: DynamoDB, a session state cache, partition key URDCCHED, TTL of 5 minutes, with attributes risk score, verification state, last metadata refresh, and step up required. Provisioned capacity with auto scaling, same RCUC base scaling to 2000 at peak, KMS CMK encryption end to end. Thus, Lambda authorizer with synchronous DynamoDB read. The authorizer reads the cache session state, P99 latency, 5 ms with optional DAX, and makes the authorization decision locally. There is no Google call on the critical path. If step up required true, it returns 401 with www authenticate. Step up and the client initiates the re-authentication flow point trees. Event bridge scheduler plus async refresh Lambda every 4 minutes. A job queries Google's metadata endpoint for active sessions and updates DynamoDB. If the risk signal changes, the step up required attribute is set atomically with a DynamoDB condition, condition expression, attribute not exists, step up required, or step up required false, avoiding race conditions. Implementation details that matter in production. I am enlist privilege in the Lambda authorizer. The authorizer needs only DynamoDB bulk item on the session table with condition oblast, resource tag, flash classification, session cache, no write permissions. The refresh Lambda role has DynamoDB, update item with DynamoDB, leading keys conditions restricted to the YoYoRD prefix, preventing a code bug from writing to arbitrary partitions. Both roles use KMS, decrease with condition KMS and correction context. Taramengo session state. Circuit breaker in the refresh Lambda. The call to Google's metadata endpoint must have a 2-second timeout and at most 2 retries with exponential backoff. If the error rate exceeds 50% in a 60-second window, the circuit breaker opens and the refresh Lambda stops trying, but does not automatically set step up required true. The correct policy here is to preserve the last known state and emit a CloudWatch alarm, metric name, Google metadata auto-versing, threshold 3 minutes. The fail open versus fail closed decision during Google unavailability must be explicit in the policy and documented in the ADR, not implicit in the code, risk signal observability. Google's metadata includes fields like credential age, account risk level, and device verified. These values should be emitted as custom metric dimensions in CloudWatch, not just logged. This allows creating alarms like percentage of active sessions with account risk level high 5, which is a signal of an ongoing credential stuffing attack. The SLO I would define risk signal age, time since last successful refresh, 6 minutes for 99% of active sessions, Cognito user pools, and the opaque token problem. Cognito does not automatically forward custom claims from Google to the access token. You need a pre-token generation Lambda trigger that reads the session state from DynamoDB and injects the relevant claims. Note: this trigger adds latencies to the token refresh flow. keep it below ZMMSR, Cognito will time out the call. Consequences and risks of the decision. Assess residual risk window of up to 4 minutes. Strisk. The async architecture explicitly accepts that a user with a compromised session can make up to 4 minutes of low impact requests before being blocked. For high impact operations, the synchronous step up eliminates this window, but the compliance team needs to formally accept and document this trade-off. Do not try to hide this in the design. Asterisk dependency on Google availability for the refresh pipeline. If Google has a 30-minute degradation, risk signal age will exceed the SLO, you need an explicit runbook. What the system does automatically preserve its last known state, what the operator does manually, can force global step up via feature flag in DynamoDB, and when to escalate to the security team. DynamoDB cost at scale. With 10,000 active sessions and refresh every 4 minutes, the async pipeline generates 25,000 writes a minute. In on-demand mode, that is 0000025 per write, $3 minute, 450, just for the refresh pipeline. Not expensive, but it needs to be in the cost model, especially if the session count scales DenseX, step up amplification risk. If Google returns account risk Clavin high for a large segment of users simultaneously, mass false positive, you may trigger step up for thousands of users at the same time, generating an avalanche of reauthentications that overwhelms Cognito. Implement rate limiting on the number of simultaneous step-ups and an emergency override mechanism. Governance, audit, and the path to mature zero trust. An identity architecture decision does not end at the technical implementation. In regulated financial systems, the traceability of each authorization decision is as important as the decision itself. Each Lambda authorized invocation should emit a structured event to CloudWatch logs with your died, CJZ decision, allow Danny step up, risk score at decision time, signal age in seconds, and the API gateway react. This log is the audit evidence to demonstrate to the regulator that the system was operating with continuous verifications in the AWS well-architected context. This architecture directly touches the security pillar, specifically the principles of apply security at all layers and enable traceability. The use of KMS, CMK with annual rotation, granular IAM conditions, and CloudTrail enabled for all DynamoDB and KMS operations closes the audit loop. The path to mature zero trust from here has two natural steps. The first is adding device context signals, not just what Google knows about the account, but what you know about the device. Fingerprint, geolocation, behavioral pattern. This can be implemented via Amazon Fraud Detector or a custom SageMaker model fed by the audit logs. The second is moving the authorization policy to an external engine, Open Policy Agent, OPA, running on EKZs, or AWS verified permissions with Cedar, decoupling policy logic from the authorizer code and allowing the compliance team to edit policies without code deployments. This evolution should be on the roadmap, but not in the MVP. The classic trap is trying to build a complete zero trust system in the first iteration and delivering nothing. Anti-patterns to avoid. Calling Google's metadata endpoint directly in the Lambda authorizer without caching, you will violate your latency, SLO, and couple availability to Google. Treating account risk-laven as binary high-low without considering the historical distribution, a fixed threshold will generate false positives on legitimate Google security events, e.g., voluntary password change, storing the full OIDC token in DynamoDB as session state, store only the claims relevant to the policy, never the raw token. not explicitly documenting the residual risk window in the ADR. The compliance team will discover this in an audit and it will be worse. Using the same Lambda authorizer for all endpoints without differentiating sensitivity, apply synchronous step-up only where the risk justifies the additional latency. Architects note, in practice, the hardest decision here is not technical, it is political. Convincing the compliance team to formally accept a 4-minute risk window in exchange for a system that is auditable, observable, and does not break when Google has a degradation. I have seen teams build perfect synchronous evaluation systems that went down for 45 minutes during a Google incident and nobody had documented the fallback. The circuit breaker and the explicit runbook are not implementation details. They are the core of the architectural decision. And the ADR needs to live in the repository, not in a wiki that nobody reads after go live. Verdict: adopt OIDC session metadata with a sync evaluation and selective step-up. Session metadata supporting signing with Google is a real advancement for systems that need continuous identity verification. The correct decision for financial environments is not synchronous evaluation on every request. It is asynchronous evaluation with DynamoDB cache, explicit circuit breaker, and surgical synchronous step-up for high-impact operations. This architecture delivers practical zero trust, continuous verification without sacrificing latency, with graceful degradation and complete auditability. The 4-minute residual risk window is an acceptable and documentable trade-off, not a design flaw. Implement it, document it in the ADR, and evolve to IWS verified permissions with CIDR when team maturity allows.